that faced the lagoon and seemed very near to falling down. He did not notice when Jack spoke. "Got any water?" Ralph looked up, frowning from the complication of leaves. He did not notice Jack even when he saw him. "I said, have you got any water? I'm thirsty." Ralph withdrew his attention from the shelter and realized Jack with a start. "Oh, hello. Water? There by the tree. Ought to be some left." Jack took up a coconut shell that brimmed with fresh water from among a group that was arranged in the shade and drank. The water splashed over his chin and neck and chest. He breathed noisily when he had finished.
"Needed that."
Simon spoke from inside the shelter.
"Up a bit."
Ralph turned to the shelter and lifted a branch with a whole tiling of leaves. The leaves came apart and fluttered down. Simon's contrite face appeared in the hole.
"Sorry."
Ralph surveyed the wreck with distaste.
"Never get it done."
He flung himself down at Jack's feet. Simon remained, looking out of the hole in the shelter. Once down, Ralph explained.
"Been working for days now, and look!"
Two shelters were in position, but shaky. This one was a ruin.
"And they keep running off. You remember the meeting? How everyone was going to work hard until the shelters were finished?
Except me and my hunters."
"Except the hunters? Well, the little ones are..."
He gesticulated, sought for a word.
"They're hopeless. The older ones aren't much better. Do you see? All day I've been working with Simon. No one else. They're off bathing or eating or playing."
Simon poked his head out carefully.